The recently passed state budget eliminates a cap on New York's industrial hemp industry. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, more farmers will be able to research, grow, and process a crop that could turn into a million-dollar business.
First off, let's get rid of the biggest misconception most people have when they hear about industrial hemp.
It is related to marijuana, but industrial hemp does not have any THC in it.
As SUNY Morrisville researcher Jennifer Gilbert Jenkins notes, it's the THC that creates the high from a marijuana plant. But that biological connection continues to create roadblocks for growing a crop farmers cultivated in New York State more than a century ago. While there are still major DEA regulations in place regarding acquiring seed and transporting hemp, the state's loosening of rules around it opens up farmers to a crop that has earnings potential. Processed hemp is already sold locally, valued for its high protein content.
You can walk into your Wegmans and buy a bag of hemp seeds, just like you could buy a bag of sunflower seeds. You can buy hemp oil. You can buy hemp meal to use in shakes and smoothies.
Most of the hemp products sold in New York right now come from Canada and China. Jenkins, who's researching the best ways to fertilize hemp in the field, says New York isn't the only state that sees potential in industrial hemp, and that may be spurring the state to move quickly.
And the states who get the grows happening faster are going to benefit more, right? They're going to be out ahead.
New York State will be holding a hemp summit later this year in the Southern Tier to highlight the challenges and opportunities to grow the industry. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.